We got 2 days under our belt, actually a little bit more with the extra practice, and actually anxious to get ready to play another team, play Miami on Monday night, which is always fun. But other than that, I'll let you open up and fire away.
There's this report that you released DeMontre Moore. Is that correct?
Okay, well, really, that's a conversation for Coach Coughlin and Jerry, but at 4 o'clock, you guys will see that there's been a move made by the Giants. And again, I won't say anything more than that, and I'm sure Jerry and Tom will address it at some point.
Spence, when you look back at, and obviously there's so much talk about the close games you guys have lost, has there been a common denominator when you've analyzed those things defensively?
Yeah. The common denominator is we need to make one more play. That's an easy answer. We're always digging and always changing, quite frankly. Trying something different, trying to get a bead. Every week we try to get a bead on what a team would do against us at the end of the game and what we think are the best approaches to defend it. And I think we've been right most of the time, but when push comes to shove at the end, somewhere along the way, somebody needs to play. And we've had that in some games. The Dallas game here, I think we finished one, I want to say San Francisco. Now, the ones that stick out are the ones we haven't been able to do, and I know that's what you're talking about. And look, it didn't hurt anybody worse than me because I, quite frankly, I've always talked to the guys about we want to be in that situation. And every time on the sideline, we're saying, hey, this is what we've been waiting for. This is what we've been looking for. And, you know, it's a drop ball or, not a lot of missed assignments, but a couple things here and there. And, look, we feel as bad as anybody about letting the team down.
Are there any specific things that you can do better? It's a general question.
Yeah, no, but look, when that happens, I always go back and first look at the calls that were made.
Yeah.
You know, did I make the right call here? Could I have made a better call? I mean, a call that doesn't work, you always think there could have been a better call. So there's a few in there that I would like to have back, and I'm sure that the players would say there's a few plays in there that they would have liked to have done one little thing better, made a better decision here. And I think all that combined, you know, I think somewhere in there, if we do all that, we'll find a way to make that play that we need to end the game.
Tom was saying on, I think, Monday that on the run by Fitzpatrick, you had the right call and you checked out of the call.
That's exactly right. And, the reason for the check out of it. You know, the best way to say it is there was some overthinking. In other words, okay, let's not stay with this because of. It was a little bit more overthinking instead of just letting it roll. Our guys, you learn from it, you move on. We had talked about that. We had a certain call on for that. There was another one in that drive that we had on. It was a pressure we had on, and we checked out of it that we really shouldn't have. But I can see somewhat the reasoning of why we did, although when the player thought about it, the guy, you're right, we shouldn't have done that. So I think we learned from it and make a little bit better decisions. That will help us.
Did Ayers come down with an injury? We saw he didn't practice today.
And I don't know exactly what it is. I think he's going to be okay. I don't know exactly what it was. And he was in our meetings this morning, and then Tom came to me right before we were going out there and said he wasn't going to practice. So I'm sure Ronnie and Coach Coughlin will know exactly. I'm planning on him, being able to go and practice. I haven't been told any reason that he wouldn't.
Because that was my next question was going to be, regardless of, obviously everything happened on Sunday, but Ayers and JPP seem to have the most life in your pass rush all season.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I will say this. I thought the defensive line overall had their best game, and it kind of looked and felt like the way it's supposed to, in my opinion. And there was a point in the game, I want to say it was early in the third quarter, where we made a decision, hey, our guys up front are doing a good job. It was at halftime we talked about it. We're just going to let those guys roll. In other words, keep four of them going, try not to do three-man pass rushes, and may not need the pressure calls as much. I thought they did a really good job, and Robert and JPP were two of the guys who were kind of leading. Cullen did a great job, too.
What was the thought of having JPP on that side mostly?
It was more of a comfort level for him. You know, he had spent the prior three games. He played his fourth game, right? He had spent the prior three games really trying to figure out what's the best side. Did I put my hand down? And I think he's finally got, I mean, you probably talked to him. I think he finally feels good about how he's wrapping the hand. And I think he feels better where he is right now. And that doesn't say, that doesn't mean we wouldn't move him over once in a while for a certain call. But I thought he did a nice job over on the left side for us.
Spence, I fear this is dumb. I'll ask it anyway. When you say checking out of a play, who's checking out of it?
Well, it's either safeties or linebackers. I mean, I'm not going to give you the certain person. I don't think that's fair. But those are the guys that control you know, what we do there. And they, listen, I have always believed in giving them freedom. Right. I mean, you know, we go back, I'm going to go back, diverse for a second. Antonio Pierce, look, to me, you give the guy the freedom that knows the game to go out and control it, then we got the chalk last and not the quarterback. And so we've been trying to feed that to the guys as we go. Sophomore, junior level, not in graduate school yet with some of it. But our guys, look at the guys that are out there, I trust. The one really good thing, when the check was made, everybody got the check. That hasn't always happened. So, look, if you're wrong and you're all wrong together, you're right. You know, we would have liked to have had the call stay on. It might have made a difference, might not have. But that's really what happened.
Was there any sense from the defensive side of the ball, from your guys, that when Tom decided to go for it on fourth and
not
two,
at all.
The idea of...
Not at all. I thought it was 100% right thing to do. That's just how I feel. Support coach, 100%. Look, our job is when that happens, it doesn't matter whether, I don't know, we gave the ball up at the 20, offense scored a touchdown, whether they scored a field goal. In my opinion, our job never changes. Half the time, I don't watch what the offense is doing, purposely for that, because I just think the focus for us is always stop the offense. There's probably only one time that changes. You know, under a minute, we're up by three possessions, maybe you change your thinking. Other than that, I think you run the defense to stop it, and I think our players play it to stop it.
Does it seem amazing to you just almost 40% of the points that you guys have allowed has been in that fourth quarter?
And didn't know that.
The discrepancy with the first three
and
the fourth?
Not a good sign in a lot of ways. I don't know that I have a reason for that, except that needs to change if you're going to do the things that we're trying to do, and that's what we're always trying to focus on.
Prince was saying if the game was only 58 minutes and 45 seconds, you'd be 10-2.
Prince is pretty smart, so he's probably calculated and he's got it right. But that isn't the way it is. You got to play 60 minutes, and that's what we're focusing on.
When you were in St. Louis in 2010, guys were in a similar division race like this one.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it difficult to, you know, you have a game like Sunday, you lose, you feel so down, it almost feels like everything's lost, and then help and you're right back in it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's it's nice to still be in there swinging. That's all I can say. It's December, we're playing our 13th game, and really everything that we would like to accomplish is still there, right, until somebody says, you know, you're completely out and you can't do it. So I don't get fired. I always tell the guys, don't focus on the two S words, standings and statistics. That's just me. And at the end of the 16 games, we add them up. And if we're able to move on, that's what we're trying to do. If we're not, then you move on the next year. But, look, we're in the hunt. We're still fighting. Our guys, they practiced great today. I know you didn't see the whole practice. But now there's some energy. There's some focus there. We just got to go find a way to win a game. We really do.
Spags, the Jets right tackle after the game said he couldn't remember the last time he saw a get off like JPP's during that game. And I'm just wondering, because you have so much experience in this, would that sort of a comment indicate to you simply that he was that prepared for that team, that quarterback, cadence, everything else, or does that say something broader about
the way he
feels
where he
about
is right
where
now?
He is. Yeah.
It probably says
both. Okay.
I'm glad the comment was made. It felt that way to us, too.
Yeah.
Like the comfort level for JPP just felt natural in that game. He just kind of let it loose. And Now you mentioned, I remember us having a conversation a week ago, and both Robert Nunn and I said, you know, we stood there and told him, look, don't worry about making a mistake. He got a lot of pride, and everybody wants to do things right. And it's still all new to him. I hope everybody realizes that. He's just a month into, you know, the system, different wording, the whole thing. But I think he did take that approach. You know, I think we just wanted to turn him loose. I mean, we said, you know, Jasper Brinkley spoke to the defense. I have guys do that periodically. He had a great one. He said when he was in, I want to say it was when he was in prep school, they had a saying that, you know, try as hard as can to do the best thing. If you make a mistake, you got 10 other erasers that'll make up for it. You know, and that's what we try to do too. I just thought that when Jasper said that the other day, I never heard it said that way. But I think that's what JPP's feeling, comfort.
If he never had the July 4th accident, presumably came in either on time or close to it with a franchise tender, could his presence all season long have changed this defense?
I guess we're never going to know. But I think anybody standing here thinks he would have made a difference. He's a good football player. And we're glad we got him back. I mean, we really are. And glad that he's playing the way he did. And if hopefully we can get the same kind of player this week, that'll help us.